I support fair and responsible community development, but my experience with the government of the district leads me to oppose this legislation as unfair giveaways to white real estate interests and detrimental to the interests of longtime black residents of the city. From 2010 to 2016, D.C.'s population increased by 76,700, but only 17,000 housing units were added. Since 1998, average effective rent increased by 86.57%. The area median income has grown by 44%. There are 42,000 families on the DCHA waiting list seeking housing from D.C., from the portfolio of 8,000 units. New applications have not been accepted since April of 2013. The facts above establish that the Housing Production Trust Fund, a key component of this legislation, is ineffective. What few resources these funds have are targeted to helping low-income whites take up residence in the city.
Not tenants.
Thus, this legislation is emblematic of a council that damages the economic interests and human rights of D.C. black residents. This is confirmed by the following. D.C. has one of the highest rates of HIV infection, the highest black-white income disparity, and the most rapid gentrification in the U.S. D.C. now also has the highest black maternal mortality rate in the U.S. The fact that the city is ostensibly run by an African-American female is further evidence of the tokenized, non-representative nature of the D.C. Council. In response to this issue, the D.C. Council passed a bill to study the issue. We suspect that if white women or Jewish women were dying at similar rates, you wouldn't pass a bill. You'd actually put a hospital in the areas that are affected. And we note the lack of funding for a fully functioning hospital in majority African-American wards 7 and 8.
Okay. In summary, we
question the cost of the legislation and the benefit to long-term city residents. We remind the council that the city spent $90 million on a Walmart development that didn't go through. Imagine the benefit of a $90 million investment in keeping people's property who have been evicted safe. So clearly, the city council's never met a white developer is not willing to bend over backwards for, even though experience shows this means damaging the economic prospects of black D.C. residents. These are the same trickle-down economic policies that were used to drive black D.C. residents and natives from 14th Street and from U Street.
Thank you, Mr.